Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Mike Love, not war, guys. Mike Love, not war. We go. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. Late Night Alternative. My name is Ian Lee, but I'm not here alone. Well, I am here alone. Well, I'm not actually. I've got my boys upstairs. Evening, boys. I think they've killed each other. But somewhere about 52 minutes away from me, that direction is Katharina Boyle. Good evening, Katharina Boyle. Oh, is she not there? Hello? Is there anybody there? Sam, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Where's Catherine?
I don't know, she said she was there.
Catherine? This is the best night of my life. Catherine's not here. Kathy Boyle! Hang on, let me phone her up. Hang on a minute. Let's phone Catherine up. Okay, let me phone her up. Hang on. Just phoning Catherine up here. Kath, where are you?
On the radio.
We can't hear you.
Oh, come on.
I'm not even doing a thing. Kath, right, genuinely, hand on heart, my boy's life, they're upstairs.
Well, why didn't Sam say something is what I wonder.
Oh, don't, no. No, no, no. I will not have you put it on Sam. I will not.
Can you check me in?
No.
Why is he not ringing me now to tell me I'm not on?
Good, because he's only. No, you're the producer. She's hung up. Okay. Well, this is peculiar, isn't it? We're taking calls straight to air. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very, very welcome to. You'd be very, very welcome to give us a call. And we're kind of using this as a little temperature test to see how people are getting on during the insanity. My God, my hair looks good. My hair looks great tonight. What do we do, Sam? What do we do about the woman?
I think I prefer it like this.
I couldn't say that in a public forum, Catherine. Sam,
you're right. I'll dump
say
that.
Yeah, don't let that go out, please, for God's sakes. Okay, right. Well, let's go to the calls. 0344 499 1000. We haven't got any calls. Okay, right. So we haven't got any calls. And we don't have a co-host, and we haven't got many supporters in the industry. So this puts us in a really awkward position, except it doesn't, because I've got plenty to talk about. I'm going to play. We played the Beach Boys there. We played Mike Love of the Beach Boys. Kath, are you in? She's written on. You've got a problem with your microphone, baby. Because you've written on the YouTube that you're in, but we cannot hear you. Let's go to line one. Maybe this is her. Hello, line one.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, but probably not for too long.
Hello, Ian.
Yes.
I have eight, yeah. I want to tell you about something that a load of us key workers have tried to get going called Proud to Be a Decent Human Day next year, mate. Basically, it's a morale boost and distraction.
What do you do as a key? What you say you're a key worker? What do you do?
I'm a wagon driver. Yeah,
okay.
And a lot of us are frontline heroes. They work for the NHS. They've been on the front line since day one.
Right. I'm not really a fan of days. Mate. I'm not really a fan of days.
No.
No, not really. I don't like days.
No.
No.
This is this. this is gonna could be quite good, this one, mate.
I've stopped applauding on Thursdays.
Why have you done that?
Oh, for loads of... Did you not listen to last night's show?
I didn't, mate. No, I was working last night, no.
I have decided to stop applauding on Thursdays.
It's going to stop, you know.
Yes, well, it stopped for me this week.
Everybody.
No.
The people who are stuck in home, they're going stare crazy.
We should be applauding. I personally believe... I'm not going to speak for anyone else apart from me on this. I'm not going to be applauding anybody.
Right. Okay. Everyone has their own opinion. You know,
yes, they do.
We're all in this together, you know.
But except we're not.
We've got to try and stick.
Except we're not in this together. God, oh God, no. Have you not seen the government?
Well, the government are in shambles, mate, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not in this together. It's the rich will survive, the poor are being put at risk. That's kind of how it breaks down.
This is where you will love my day, okay?
I won't. I'll hate it.
No, this is... Just let me tell you what it is, mate. You will wet yourself laughing with it.
I won't!
Next August 2021, we have a day where we pay our respect to the dead.
Oh, Jesus.
We applaud everybody.
No!
Yeah, and then we rebuild lost communities.
Oh, for God's sake!
Street parties.
No!
The best thing is...
None of what you've said is appealing.
But the rich have got to pay for it, mate.
Oh, Phil. Grow up, Phil.
That's the morale boost and distraction that we need.
Grow up. Why don't why don't we have the rich people pay more tax, which I'm happy to do. I'm not rich, but I'm certainly in the higher bracket. Pay more tax so that we can rebuild society and we can pay the nurses more. Why have we got to have a street party and stand in the street and applaud? It's nonsense.
This is a distraction to keep us mentally active during these times. To fill bad news with good news.
No. Because that's what they want. I'm afraid that we have to be aware of the bad news. Because otherwise, they're going to get away with it.
They won't get away with this, mate.
They're getting away with it, Phil. They've got away with it. Matt Hancock tonight was rewriting history in his speech, saying that since February, they started giving advice to care homes. They didn't.
But they just lie, mate. The politicians.
Exactly.
Phil,
I'm out. It's not my cup of tea, but thank you very much. 0344-499-1000. I can hear a typewriter tip, 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 tippy. So I'm guessing that Boyley's back.
I wasn't tip, 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 tippying, but yes, I am here.
What was going on?
Don't know. Do you know what? Bit hurt that no one noticed.
Well, we noticed within the first 10 minutes, so that's something.
Yep. It but not beforehand.
The whole hour.
But not beforehand. No one cares.
Okay. I think we both. I care. You know, I love you. I love you, and I care. And today's been a weird old day, hasn't it?
Uh huh. Yeah. It really has. Another one. Can I have a normal day? If not tomorrow, I know that that's a big ask at the moment. Can I have one like in the next 3 days, please?
Let's try line one. I think we all need this tonight. Line one, you're on the wireless. I don't know just what to say, I'll say it anyway. Okay. Thank you very much. 0344-499-1000. Let's just rattle through a few of these. Call straight to air as we do every Friday during lockdown. Let's go to line six. Line six, you're on the wireless.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
Hey,
good
Alistair.
Evening.
How's it going, guys?
I'm having a delicious Coca-Cola and my hair is looking incredible.
It is, actually. I can see it. Very thick at the front. I think that suits you.
It does. The thing is, it's been a mess all day, but I had a shower just a few hours ago after mowing the lawn, and then I put some product in, so I look good. I look great.
I was really happy that you got your Zoom sorted out this morning.
Oh, Zoom. We've sold, we are about four tickets shy of 250 tickets for this Sunday, Zoom, 6 p.m, £6.50. And I'm thinking of maybe doing a few other shows. You, Alistair, were you listening when I was, ianlee.com/event, by the way, ianlee.com/event. Were you listening when I played the radio at a venue in North London? Were you, we didn't play it on the air, but did you hear about me doing that?
When would that have been?
God, that was during...
it was night time.
It was. I'm sorry. I'm just arguing with a woman who's suggesting that I called people Nazis for supporting the government.
So blocker.
I'm sure.
And
blocker.
I don't know whether I was drinking at the time.
Yes. So anyway, I played a radio in a tiny venue in the dark in North London a few years ago, and I might do that again. I might do that and like sell tickets for like £2. £2. Come and watch me play the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm glad that you managed to reschedule the meeting so that it hadn't already gone.
The meeting is happening. It is happening. But what can we do for you?
Loving the art, by the way. I've checked the website.
Thank you.
But I know that you said you'd look into postcards and I'd buy a set. And I'd pay a bit more, you know, for a full set. That'd be great. But I know that it's early days.
Yeah, the place where I get the prints from does not do postcards, but that doesn't mean no. Let me have a look properly.
That'd be great. And, just to say in as well, I know that, it's been tough for you recently. And for me too, really. I've been thinking about the meaning of life and all the rest of it. And I have to admit that a couple of times... I've said to myself, really dangerously, I said, look, I might as well have a bloody drink because, you know, I haven't got a family, I haven't got any responsibilities. And I went down that toxic route of thinking, but then kind of pulled myself back again and went on a couple of meetings and got myself back to the proper thinking again.
There you go. There you go. That's what it's all about. Alistair, thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. Call straight to air. All night tonight. You can call us about absolutely anything you want. I've got to warn you, though, guys, we've got a 14-second delay. What that means is if you swear, if you say something libelous, if you say something we don't really fancy, we will cut you off and it will not get broadcast. It's as simple as that. With that in mind, 03444991000. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
It's people, Catherine. It's people. That's the problem, isn't it? And oh.
Anyway, I thought I'd treat myself. Actually, I've not treated myself. I'm gonna teach the cat how to ping this.
You're gonna train the cat.
Yeah.
To ping.
Mm-hmm. That's my plan. I'm really bored. Lockdown is boring.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's the best. It's better than life. And for those of you who are wondering, that's a new feature of the show. And we even have a name for this feature. It's called... Oh, no, hang on a second. I've got to have the fader up, Ian. It's called...
Doorbells.
So, 0344. Thank you, Ray, for sending me that. Ray sent that to me last week. I didn't download it. And then as we were pinging away, I remembered it and I quickly downloaded it. Yes, that's right. It's...
Doorbells.
0344-499... yes, 0344-499 and whatever the rest of the numbers are, I just can't be bothered to say them to you. Let's go
1,000 or something.
I think I've got to get my list of numbers. Hang on a second. Let me get my list of numbers because I've just got a feeling. I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good, good night. Yes, line three, you're on the wireless.
Evening. It's Miles from Fleet. Hello.
Yes. Hello. You haven't said anything so far. You haven't said anything so far that's warranted
a response.
Oh, hang on.
I know what you're waiting for.
No. I have rung you before, but I didn't know if it was
doorbells.
Me.
Doorbells.
Could I possibly play some Adamant? It's my birthday tomorrow, and this will be a highlight of my my birthday.
You know, I've met Adamant several times.
Yes.
And I've interviewed him. I asked him to phone up my sister and leave a message on her voicemail, and he did. And I introduced him on stage at the Garage in London. So me and Adam are very, very close. So, yes, you may play some Adamant.
Wonderful. By myself?
Doorbells.
Well, what do you mean? What?
Oh, I don't... Were you doing a request to a talk radio show?
You said, can you play some Adamant?
Oh, wait. I meant the game Adamant that you...
Retract.
Okay, I go first, Catherine goes second, you go third. Adamant.
Tapao.
Ultravox.
XTC.
Cameo.
Oasis.
Sister Sledge.
Echo Belly.
Yellow.
Spice. Oh, Yellow. Sorry, I think I said yes. Yellow. OMD.
Duran Duran.
Nina Cherry.
Nell just corrected in time. Yes.
Bandai Ballet.
Five.
Transition Vamp.
The Pretty Things.
Susie Sue.
Is that an X? Sorry.
Yes, it is. It's an X.
It is. XTC.
Done it.
I've had XTC, I'm afraid.
Oh, I was missing. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Doorbells.
0344 no, go away. 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. Let's go to line two. Line two, we're waiting for you.
This is Dredge speaking with his voice. How are
Prove
you today?
It. Prove it's your voice. We have no physical evidence that it's your voice.
Well, it's the only one I've got.
Well, it isn't. We know you've got Kenny Everett's too.
Well, that's true. Yes, it's the only. It's one of several I've got. I take that back. But I've got an idea for a day.
A gay?
I know you like days.
I got an idea for a gay. Are you saying gay?
Day. D-A-Y. D for Dennis.
It really sounds. I know you're saying day, but my God, it sounds like gay. I'm not doing a thing. Does it sound like gay to you, Kath?
No.
Okay. I must just have it on my mind.
Maybe if I say I've got an idea for a gay, it will sound like I've got an idea
for a day. Tell us about this. Well, hang on. First of all, you said you've got an idea for a day, and now you're saying you've got an idea for a gay. Make your mind up.
What is this, Larry Grayson Day?
What a gay day. Okay, let's hear about your gay. I mean your day.
Well, no, I was thinking we could have a day of the Triffids, where basically you could get giant plants to attack Parliament.
Yes.
And that would act as a distraction. What do you think?
Okay. How are you going to persuade? How are you going to persuade the giant plants to attack Parliament?
Parliament.
So that's how it's spelled and pronounced, Catherine.
I know, but I never hear anyone say the yeah bit.
Well, because very few people speak English correctly, like what I do. Parliament.
In it though. In it.
Well, I mean, you could sprinkle some sort of compost over the parliamentary buildings.
He's thought of everything, this guy.
The plants.
Yeah, that's okay, fine.
Bit of baby bio, like catnip, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my opinion.
I was reading a baby bio the other day, but not much had happened. Okay, I'm in.
A very short book.
Yes, exactly. I kind of did that.
Someone's at the door.
Doorbell.
I'm having a really psychedelic experience at the moment because I'm listening to you and I'm listening. Rocket man. I won't say what that sounds like.
Oh,
rocket man.
No, it doesn't.
Grab pussy.
Thank you. I'm having a psychedelic experience at the moment because I'm listening to you.
Yeah.
But I'm watching Casino Royale with the sound down.
Oh.
Which is on ITV4 at the moment, the world's worst station. But it's really weird. Have you ever seen, the very old Casino Royale?
Have I ever seen it? Who are you talking to, Dredge? Let me just have a moment, because I'm offended you'd even ask that question.
We
just give
spoke
me a minute.
To the
Hang
director
on.
Of Casino Royale, didn't we? He's a friend of the show.
We spoke to one of the directors who directed a tiny bit and was uncredited, but hang on. We also had Herb Alpert play this down the phone to us. Do you remember, Kath?
Yeah, he said,
played
I'll
this
leave
down
you on
the phone
note,
to us.
He?
Yeah.
Didn't he say, I'll leave you on this note?
No, that was Bernie Clifton. Bernie Clifton left us on like that note. Herb Alpert played the Spanish Flea because he'd enjoyed the interview, and I said, oh, that was brilliant. I don't suppose there's any chance of Casino Royale, is there? And he went, I haven't played that for years, and then he did. Yeah, the version with lyrics is where it's at. Hang on a second. Let me try and find... Have I seen Casino Royale? Dredge, you upset me and you offend me. Casino Royale theme with lyrics. Here we go. This. Do you know the song?
Do I know the song? Vaguely.
Oh.
Vaguely.
Here we go.
When there's a chance...
No, it's an advert. Is this it? Yeah. Is this it, or is this the... This might be the new one. I don't want the new one. Oh, this is the new one!
Yeah.
What's it called? It's called... 12... Casino Royale theme song. Nine. It's called... Ah, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Be careful. This is a flag for Rainbow George, because I think he knew the guy that sang this. So let's all just be careful, okay? Here we go.
Seven James Bonds at Casino Royale. They came to save the world and win the gale at Casino Royale.
By the way, Dredge, I would pay top dollar for you and the Plinths, your band, to cover this. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Wouldn't it?
Six of them went to a heavenly spot. The seventh one is going to a place where it's terribly hot.
Here we go. Da 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 ba bam bow. Here we go. Get ready for the vocals. Mr. Mike Redway. Oh, hang on, maybe not just yet. Hang on. Here we go.
When you are in trouble, have no fear. Look who's here.
run with gun and knife. We're fighting for our lives. Have no fear, Bond is here. He's gonna save the world at Casino Royale.
Here we go. Now it starts rocking. This is some song, isn't it? Dredge, what do you reckon? You could do this, couldn't you?
I could do that, no problem, yeah.
Here we go, here we go. Oh. Mr. Mike Redway.
He's got a redhead in his arm. Oh, he's a lover. When you are in trouble, have no fear. Bond is here. Hey! With guns and knives. We're fighting for our lives. Have no fear, Bond is here. He's gonna save the world at Casino Royale. James Bond is here. So have
I really like that film. Some song
really?
In it, John. Yeah, I like the film because I watched it as a kid and I just couldn't understand it. And I think it's got five directors and it may even... I think...
What happened again? They wanted to start it and go, ah, sod this and walk off and then the next one would come along.
I think Peter Sellers had a lot to do with it. I think the ego of Sellers, but some people left angry with him. I think he booted people off. Joe McGrath directed some of it. I don't think he's credited for it. It's about five directors. It is like five different films, and it's wonderful. There's a great gag in it, though, with Bernard Cribbins as the cab driver, who basically drives someone all around the world. And shall I keep the meter running? It's just, I love it. I love it.
It's got like Peter O'Toole in it for about 10 seconds.
It's got all David Niven, Ursula Andress, yeah. Woody Allen, Orson Welles.
Yeah. A spaceship in the middle of Piccadilly Circus.
It's
not your average James Bond film.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I do like the tune. Do you think they added the words afterwards?
It's Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Gordon Bennett, isn't it?
I know, it's Blimey. Proper. It's proper.
James Bond, he's very good, isn't he? He's marvellous. He's Drench, in the film. You know, just
go and record it, my friend, and we will play it. 03444991000. Let's take another call straight to air. He said checking his list of numbers. Line four, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Anika.
Hello.
It's dear Chris.
Okay. Oh, hello, Chris. How you doing?
Jay Chris.
Right. Jay Chris.
Hello.
Jay Chris.
Yeah, I just want an opinion. Mark, because I think I know
you've come to the right place. You might get two.
Mm. It's got a letter today from the school saying about going back in June.
Mm. Yeah.
And I have to make a decision by Wednesday.
No, you don't.
My daughter's going back or not.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. They may be telling you have to make a decision by Wednesday. Yeah. Well, what do you think?
I just wonder what you two thought about it. My mind is looking at the signs. It's saying, they're saying it's safe, so yeah. Should be able to go back, but my heart's saying no, I don't want it to.
How are they going to make it safe in the school?
Scattered times of people going in and out, pods of, I think, five kids, different teachers, going to bring in supply teachers and things.
How old is your kid, remind me?
Five.
Will it matter if they don't go back?
No.
Well, they said in the letter... They won't be able to provide the support for homeschooling. because the there'll be too many teachers busy in the school.
With respect.
It's going to be a school holiday soon.
She's five. And school holiday. She's five. You know, she's. And I'm not in any way demeaning what teachers do with five-year-olds. Please, dear God, don't think this is one of those shows where we go, yeah, teachers are crap. They're cowards and they're crap. Oh, no, 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 no. Au contraire. I got nothing but respect for the majority of teachers. But she's five. You know, having another, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever it is until summer holiday off, is going to have no impact whatsoever on her life.
She's very, very shy, and we're worried about her social interaction with other kids. And
then here is. I'm going to make a suggestion. And Catherine, because I know you asked for Catherine, but I'm stealing him. If she's really nervous about social, if she's so nervous about social interaction, I would suggest even more reason not to send her back to school, because the social interaction in school leading up to summer holiday with all this going on, I would suggest is going to terrify some kids.
Yeah.
Because it ain't going to be normal. I mean, it might be like this for a while, but if I would imagine, and you know your kid better than me, but if someone is nervous of interacting, being forced to sit, you know, in away from someone and not be able to touch someone, I can imagine that could be terrifying. I don't know, Kath. What are your thoughts?
My eldest was very shy. We thought at that age, it was really a worry for a long time. Because she was the sort of kid who, from going to preschool, if she went to play with something and another kid came up, she would just back off and let them have it. She didn't, you know, she just didn't want to have anything to do with them. We thought it was shyness. Turns out she just wants to do her own thing. And you wouldn't know her now. You wouldn't know it now. She's 11 and, you know, she's done solos in school and stuff. Kids can change so much from five upwards. And I really don't know whether a few months is going to make that much difference.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you what to do because you know. And you don't have to make a decision yet. And I think you'll probably would be wise. And what I'm going to do is wait and see what happens in the next few weeks and what the science says. My kids' school got sent home, my eldest school got sent home a survey the other day, and it said, just for our guidance, do you plan to A, send your kid to school as soon as the government advises it's appropriate? Or B, and this was the wording, Chris, keep your child at home with you safely until September. It was the inclusion of the word safely that made me think that the person who wrote that survey did not want me to send my child back to school yet. So I'm going to wait and see. Go on. I was going to say, I'm not in a position, unlike a lot of parents, I'm not in a position where my child not going to school is going to stop me from working. And I know that is a consideration for a lot of people. And so you've got to work it out for yourselves. But I can keep my kids back, and I think I probably will unless something changes.
Yeah, the impression we got from the letter was the headmistress was wanting us to say we're not going back. Because it did make out that even though they put these things in place, the headteacher didn't think it's safe.
I would not send my kids back until September, but then what's going to change in September, I don't know. And again, I'm in a privileged position where It kind of works. It causes a few problems, you know, for me and my ex-wife. There are a few difficulties, but we can kind of overcome them. There may be some parents who are going nuts and their mental health is struggling having their kids there. So if, you know, it's not just necessarily sending the kids back to school for the children's benefit. It might actually be for the benefit of some parents. And that's also fine. I would feel uncomfortable. And I would ask, I would phone up the head teacher and have this conversation with them and say, I'm really unsure. And if at the end of that conversation you're still unsure, say, well, look, on the first day of term, can I come and look? Even if it's just looking through the windows and not coming in, can I come and look and see how you're doing it? Because But also, I would listen to what the unions are saying. I know that they are being belittled by some people in the press, particularly the Daily Mail today. But I would have a listen to what the unions are saying and whether the unions are happy for teachers to go back. Because this will not be a strike based on, and I don't think many of them are, but this will not be as if they strike. Their actions, sorry, will not be based on we want more money, we want more holiday. Their actions will be based on, is it safe for teachers to go to school? If, are teachers risking their lives if they go back to school? So I would really keep an eye out and an ear out on what the unions are saying and ignore the press that is telling you the unions are a militant problem that are stopping teachers going back.
I agree. I mean, it's the scientists who are saying kids are safe that makes me think, well, maybe she should go back. But then the teachers aren't safe, so... But it's, what do you do for the best?
There you go. And that's up to you. That's up to the, you know, the parents of each child. Let us know how it goes, Chris.
I will do.
Thank you, mate. We're not 0344 499 1000. We're not given an answer because we can't give an answer. We can just give our opinions on stuff like that. Let's take one more call and then we will have a little break. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless. Hello. Nope, you're too slow. Let's go to line five. Five, you're on the wireless. Nope, you're too slow. I tell you what, let's have a break. This is Talk Radio.
Online and on the Talk Radio app.
We see the prospect of England, Scotland and Wales pulling in different directions.
Talk Radio.